This painting has such a contemporary feel to me, it almost feels like it should be in the other room with the Paul Tech sculpture. Manet is kind of on the cusp of realism and impressionism, and he's credited with influencing impressionism in general. And the brushwork here is very loose and almost unconcerned, but what I really like about the painting is how haphazardly framed it is. The cat and the pears are both getting oddly cropped at the right edge of the painting, and the brioche with the flower, which is basically the primary subject of the painting, is off-center and off-kilter. Honestly, the composition reminds me of an iPhone photograph more than anything else. It's the same proportion as the phone, and it seems to be painted with as little planning as most iPhone photos are taken. Another thing I like about the painting is that the top edge seems to have the bottom of an ornate gilded frame painted in, maybe a painting that's hanging in the room. But here, as this painting is also framed, it acts as a kind of echo of the actual frame above it. There's also something slightly surreal about this painting. The top of the brioche seems to be ripping open to make way for the exodus of the pink rose. We know that at the time, Manet was suffering, paralyzed from syphilis. I can't help but somehow see this image as a triumphant recovery fantasy on his part.